Imagine you're standing in front of a wall of cereal boxes, an overwhelming kaleidoscope of neon colors and cartoon mascots screaming at you like a psychedelic nightmare. There's the grinning tiger, flexing like he just benched 300 pounds. There's the leprechaun, dancing like he's trying to sell you a pot of sugar disguised as gold. It's chaos, but you stand there, convinced you're in control, rationally weighing your options. The oatmeal on sale catches your eye, healthy, practical, responsible. But then your gaze slides over to that tiger. He's winking. He knows your secret. You've been good all week, haven't you? You deserve something fun, something indulgent. Before you know it, the box is in your cart and you're walking away, congratulating yourself for making a balanced choice. It's fun, but it's got fiber. Responsible rebellion, the best of both worlds. After all, this was your decision, right? Wrong. The truth is, the decision you're about to make was made long before you walked into that store. The colors, the slogans, the mascots, they weren't just slapped onto those boxes at random. Each one is a calculated weapon in a psychological arms race, designed to manipulate your brain's deepest desires. Even the shelf placement isn't innocent. The sugary cereals, always at eye level for kids. The healthy stuff? Shoved down near your knees, where it's easy to overlook unless you're actively looking for guilt. But you don't notice. You reached for the tiger and thought, I deserve this. I chose this. But no. The tiger chose you. Now, before you get defensive, let's make one thing clear. This isn't about cereal. That tiger is a metaphor for your entire life. Your choices, your preferences, even your opinions, they've all been shaped, nudged, and manipulated by forces you don't even see. Marketing campaigns, social norms, algorithms. Every step you take is guided by a hidden hand. Take this book, for example. You didn't stumble across it by accident. Maybe the title caught your eye. Maybe a friend recommended it. But deep down, you were drawn to the promise of power. Not the kind of power that makes headlines, but the quiet, invisible power to shape the world around you, to pull the strings instead of dancing on them. Even that desire to gain control wasn't entirely yours. Somewhere, someone planted the idea that persuasion was the key to success. Maybe it was a TED Talk. Maybe it was that sleek ad promising you could crush it in sales. Maybe it was watching someone else rise while you stayed stagnant. Whatever it was, the seed was planted and now it's blooming. This is a short preview of the audiobook. Find out how you've been manipulated, why it works, how it works, and how you will turn your life around in only 21 days with the Puppet Master's Bible. And for a limited time, get the ebook and the audiobook for free when you purchase the hardcover